T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the thing about having 117 wins in a contest, you can afford a loss from time to time. Hey, maybe today I'll just be generous. I'll say, hey, is your Magnolia song?
Sugar Magnolia.
Well, I'll say this. There certainly are better two-word songs than this one.
It's up there for me.
Come on, man. Don't waste my time.
He's not a Grateful Dead guy.
Waste my time with this.
You don't have to be a Grateful Dead guy.
All right, every single Friday at this time, we play a little game we call Beat the Hammer, where the Hammer has a 117-16 record. And today we have, as a prize for Beat the Hammer, a gift card for a 750-milliliter bottle. Is that what it is? Milliliter? Milliliter, yeah. Bottle of Kiki Vodka, produced in Hatfield, PA. Kiki Vodka is distilled 6 times and refined through a silver and platinum vodka filtration system, resulting in a smooth and mellow premium vodka that is GMO and gluten-free. You can visit KikiVodka.com. Again, that's KikiVodka.com for more information. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, we welcome our contestant. His name is Tom. He hails from Norristown. How are you, Tom?
Good. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well, Tom. How you
Tommy?
Feeling?
I'm good. Tom, it'd be better if sports were around, but
yeah,
same.
Yeah.
Same.
Tom, your sports knowledge, scale of 1 to 10, how would you kind of rate yourself?
7 or 8.
All right. That's not a 10, but not bad.
Well, got to be realistic.
Yeah. What would you want to call it? Say 11 or something?
Tom, I told a girl one time on a scale of 1 to 10, she was a 7.5, and she got offended. And I swear to God, I thought it was a compliment.
You are such a jerk.
I was like, yo, someone told me I was a 7.5 out of 10. I'd be really happy with that.
Call Times Heroes to let Joe know what you think about that. 215-625-6550.
I mean, high standard here. I mean, let's not act, Bo Derek.
Who says that?
But I honestly thought it was a compliment.
That's part of the problem.
But, yes, I did learn to never say that again. All right, Tom, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
Thanks.
Get out of here. Saunter away.
Yeah, there he goes.
Yeah.
He's feeling pretty good about himself today.
Yeah, he's kind of like a little swagger.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No.
That's good, though. Overconfidence is a problem for the Hammer. So,
I usually.
All right. He is in his soundproof booth. Tom, are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready.
Tom, right. You got 55 seconds.
Clock will
every,
start.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
After you, sir.
Every week, we try to tell people, please answer the questions and don't pass, because you'll never have enough time to get back to them. Please try to answer them the first time. It helps.
Got it.
Do your best, Tom.
We're all for you, man. We're behind you.
The whole Delaware Valley is on your side. All right, Tom. Our category for today, we played the game earlier this week on WIP, the Cliff Lee game in 2009. We're going to talk a little 2009 Philadelphia Phillies, the category. Disclaimer, more for the camera than for you. Regular season or otherwise specified, I will say if I'm talking about the playoffs. Otherwise, I'm just talking about the regular season. And I only care about what players did for the Phillies. You ready to roll?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Clock will start as soon as question number one is asked. Three pitchers led the team with 12 wins for the Phillies during the 2009 regular season. Name two of the three.
I'll go Cole Hamels and Roy Halladay.
How many home runs did Chase Utley hit during the 2009 World Series?
Six.
Who led the Phillies in stolen bases in 2009?
Shane Victorino.
How many games did Cliff Lee win during the playoffs and World Series combined?
Two.
Ryan Howard was one of four Phillies with over 30 home runs. Named two of the other three.
Jason Worth and Chase Utley.
All right. There we go.
We got one. We're on the board.
We got one on the board. Tommy, we'll put you on hold. We'll wave the hammer back in. We'll hope.
Got it with plenty of time.
Yeah, had time. Didn't pass. Got one in there.
But we're on.
Hammer is sauntering back in. Yeah, you do never know. He's gotten zero before. That has happened.
Actually, has
recently.
It? I mean, it was a couple
times. Yeah.
It's happened
times. Multiple
right.
times. Yeah, for sure.
Good.
You ready? Howdy do.
Gentlemen.
Howdy do.
Cut that. Those imitations go. That's pretty bad.
Wasn't that bad.
This Tom guy in Norristown, how did he do?
You ready?
Well, how did he do?
Well,
all right, let's roll.
This bit is getting old. All right.
There's the horse sound.
There it is. That's a good sign.
Yes,
horse
it
sound's
is.
A good sign.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Our category for the week, Joe, we played it earlier on the station this week. We're talking a little 2009 Philadelphia Phillies in honor of the Cliff Lee game and all that.
Okay.
Disclaimer, regular season, unless otherwise specified. I will specify if I'm talking about the playoffs or not.
Okay.
And I only care about what people did for the Phillies. You ready to roll?
Like Hancho Park?
Like Hancho Park, okay. Yes. You should answer Hancho Park for every question.
I might.
Okay.
He was a good pitcher that year for the Phillies.
You ready to roll?
2009 Phillies, let's go.
All right. Question number one.
How many seconds?
55. It will start as soon as this question is done being asked.
Okay.
Three pitchers led the team with 12 wins for the Phillies during the 2009 regular season. Name two of the three.
Two of the three in the 09 Phillies, I will say, are... God, I'll say are Hamels and Blanton.
How many home runs did Chase Utley hit during the 2009 World Series?
It's either five or six. I'm going to go with it's either five or six. I believe Chase Utley hit five.
Who led the Phillies in stolen bases in 2009?
It's going to either be Jimmy or Shane. I will go with Shane Victorino.
How many games did Cliff Lee win during the playoffs and World Series combined?
In the playoffs, 2009, damn. Got to just take a stab here. Quick guess. I'll just guess four.
Ryan Howard was one of four Phillies with over 30 homers. Name two of the other three.
Worth and Utley.
3-1 victory.
Bang! Well, I'm annoyed at myself that I didn't do better.
Yeah, this is a wheelhouse category for you.
So
Cole Hamels only won 10 games.
I thought that was possible.
Blanton was correct. It was Jay Happ and Jamie Moyer.
Yeah.
Cliff only had 7 wins because traded for during
so
the season.
So just so you know why I didn't guess Moyer is because he was replaced later in the season with Pedro.
Yep.
So I knew he hadn't been great.
They each had 12.
I did not think of Happ. I should have thought of Happ, but.
Happ was actually 12-4, had the best record.
No, I know Happ pitched well. I knew Cole did not, but I thought, you know, with the bats, even though his ERA was high.
Correct.
You know, I mean, 12 wins is not many.
Not many, yeah.
And then what was the other one I got wrong?
You guessed Shane, it was Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's still a victory. We welcome Tom. I told you he would lose. Tom, what's it feel like to lose to the Hammer?
Yeah, it's not good. I wanted that bottle of vodka.
Well. You're donating it to society now. Everyone else has a chance.
Can I at least give you a song since I lost?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, buddy.
Tom, you might be the first loser ever that wins.
Could win. That's
possible.
Right. Yeah.
Tom, great stuff, pal. Thanks for playing Beat the Hammer.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
You got it, buddy. Let's shut that music down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And what was the other question, James, that I got right? You said 30 homers. It was four or five guys total?
Yeah, so it was four guys who had 30 homers.
Now, let me try to guess here. So,
okay, Ryan Howard, I said in the question.
Howard,
so you're just missing one.
Chase, Worth, and with 30 homers. Oh, and Abanez. Yeah. Boy, was he fantastic.
He was great that
especially year. Before he got hurt, like that first half of the year.
Yeah, Worth had 36 home runs that year.
Yeah, Worth was really good
that year. He was awesome that year.
And I think Shane made the All-Star game also.
Well, they had like four guys with over 20 steals. It was a really good team.
It was a great team.
It was a really good team.
There's no question about it. All right, so that means on the contest line right now, we will give away The alcohol. And let's do that right now. 750 milliliter bottle of Keke Vodka. James, that contest line number again is for the
215-988-1260.
Second caller on the contest line, you're going to win the bottle of Keke Vodka. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Matt, who's with us. Matt, you're on WIP.
Oh, gee, thanks, guys. You put me on hold long enough for a dude to take my answer.
Oh. Get out of here.
You had Bohemian Rhapsody, too?
Yeah.
What are the chances? And it wasn't me.
I blame you for everything, Joe.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to roll.
Yeah.
Good God.
Only fair.
Yeah, I compare Foles. You ever see Merrill in that movie Signs? Merrill's got the longest home run hitting record ever, but he's also got the biggest strikeout record. That's Foles.
Hmm. Well, he's inconsistent. I don't remember that.
Inconsistent. I guess you don't remember
he's
that.
He's got a little bit of John. He had a lot of John Starks. I mean, John Starks could be red hot from the field and go crazy or be ice cold, as he was in Game 6 and Game 7 of the 94 Finals when he was hot in Game 6 and cold in Game 7. I mean, Foles had some of that.
I'd still say he got robbed by Chip Kelly, though, in that game. He shouldn't have been pulled.
Well,
let him break that record.
He was pulled early. He was pulled.
He was.
He was pulled in the third quarter of that game with seven touchdowns.
Yes, he was. That's Chip Kelly at his best. He likes to play his little spike games.
Well, at the same time, though, Matt, I mean, you want to keep your quarterback healthy. And, I mean, does the record really matter? You're up by a gazillion points. I mean, does it matter, really?
If he achieved that much of a goal, then, yeah, it matters. You should have let him have it.
Okay.
But, hey, John – Ozark, cool show. Don't listen to Joe on a regular, but that's a good show.
John will love it.
Rodney McLeod told us it was good too. No one has bad input.
Wait, so you
on
take
Ozark.
Rodney McLeod's word over mine?
Without a doubt.
For good TV shows?
Come on. Everyone would.
Oh, man.
Everyone
we're still watching
the
Honeymooners
world.
and things that were made 50 years
hey,
ago.
Listen, before it's all over, we're all gonna have watched everything. Yeah. All right, Matt, give me a great two-word song.
Oh, I guess I'll go with my second one, Unchained Melody.
Good answer
right
there.
Another good answer.
Matt, great answer. Good phone call. John, have you found...
There's got to be... This has to be the biggest category of
There's
of
so many great
titles.
Answers yes. for this.
Tons. Tons and tons. Have you guys found that watching shows and movies is losing a little zip?
I'll tell you what. Yeah,
right?
It is
not
for me.
It's not for you, James?
No, but I don't get to watch as much as at least you for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I go home and I'm with my daughter, and she's not old enough to really watch TV
right.
yet. So I'm with her till she goes to bed, and then I have podcasts I have to do at night. So I have like an hour maybe a night to watch TV. I don't really get to watch
right.
a lot.
John,
it's
for you,
lost it's zip
yeah.
for me,
yeah.
without a doubt. I've become more discerning, I think. Where once upon a time, you know, I mean, I would just accept anything as entertainment.
We know.
And I was good with it. Like, oh, yeah, hey, I got a laugh out of that or that you know, got my adrenaline spiking a little. I liked it. No more. I'm turning things off. Like Blade Runner, like I did with The Wire. That used to be so infrequent, and now it's like every other thing that I try, I end up turning off.
All right, let me just ask this question. Will you please consider The West Wing?
I can't.
I feel confident that you would like it. It's a one, John. When The West Wing was on,
it's almost like a.
I know, but let me just say this, if I can. The West Wing and The Sopranos were on at the same time. I don't know exactly what the tally was with the Emmys, but I know there were like multiple years The West Wing beat The Sopranos. I mean, they were head to head. And The Sopranos is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Joe, another problem for me is that I am so completely jaded by that whole world.
What world? Oh, politics.
Of politics.
Yeah, when you ran and lost.
I don't want to revisit any of that.
There's not
like,
a ton of election time. There's some election stuff in the West Wing, but most of it is during an administration.
It didn't interest me the first time or the second. You know, like forcing it now.
Wait,
just because,
you've seen it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like when the idea crossed my desk, you know, hey, you should watch The West Wing. It wasn't interesting to me then. It's not interesting now. And I have like deep-seated resentment against it on several fronts. You know,
well,
so
I just,
it's not happening.
All right. Well, I recommend it again. And take it for what
no,
it's worth.
Really? You do?
Yeah, I didn't realize you liked it.
We hadn't heard that.
I'm just trying to help him out here, but okay. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.